on, sir. What? Ah. Carol. Carol!
Gee, Daddy, I didn't think...
Hello, Carol.
Oh, I thought you were my daddy. You sounded just like him. What's that you got round your face? You want to play games? Gee, hey, you've got a gun there.
Come with me, Carol.
Hey, you there! What are you up to?
Get into the car, Carol. Come on.
That kid alone. What are you doing?
Oh, I beat her with a kid fast.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Remember.
Well, I've told you.
A tall man, you said. Big.
Yeah. That's what I
see. The man is dying.
I know. Tony, try and remember. It's important that you remember. You saw the man. You said he was tall, husky. What was he wearing? Try and help us, Tony.
Listen, this man.
You think I like doing this, Doctor? Well, Tony, he shot you, took the kid. Now we want to get him. We need your help. Did you hear him say anything? Did you hear his voice?
Black, wavy.
Yeah, his hair.
Then he.
Yeah.
He's dead. I hope you're satisfied.
I didn't kill him, Doc. The 38 bullet that went through him did that. And I didn't speed him on his way either. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
And now?
You know the routine, Doc. Get him down to the mortuary. A post-mortem will have to be done. Not that we don't know why he died.
You're a heartless lot, aren't you?
Think so? One man is in hospital with a smashed skull, the butt of a revolver. One man is dead, gun wound. A child has been kidnapped. Kidnappers don't always keep their victims alive, you know. Carol Haskam has to be found. Fast.
Sorry.
Don't let it bug you, Doc. Johnny, let's try the guy in the next ward. Again.
Nothing doing, eh?
No, Mr. Ames. The butler, the guy that answered the door, is conscious now. He doesn't remember a thing in the...
Yeah, the guy's dead. Yeah, you told me.
They're keeping a surveillance on the butler. But he's a pretty sick guy right now.
Oh, I doubt that he'd be able to tell us much anyway. Lee?
Yeah, it's always a waiting game with a kidnapper, isn't it? Until the ransom notes come in. Nothing from the father?
David Haskam? No. He's at home, waiting for a call, for a letter.
Will he pass it on to us?
Doesn't want to, but he will. You impressed that on him, Lee?
Yeah. Ames, I'm walking along a tightrope.
Huh?
Anyone investigating a kidnapping always is. If we overplay our hands, the kid can get bumped off. If we don't stick with it, we lose out. Want to play this my way, Ames?
Sure. I told you it's all yours.
Father will contact me or Johnny. Till then, we wait.
Only I put out a 2B2.
I know. Won't help. the kidnapper has gone to ground. He won't drag that kid around with him for some cop around the beat to see and pick up.
Ask him.
Masters. Oh, hi, Jake. No, no, nothing. Yeah, sure, I know. Sure. Yeah, we work together. Right now, this is my baby. Huh? I'll let you know. What? Uh-huh. Yeah, he was one of your best guys, if I remember. Yeah. I'll contact you, Jake.
What was that about?
Homicide, beefing. I don't blame them. Their hands are tied like ours. They hang fire until we move.
Someone get himself bumped off?
Yeah, Nick Vittorio. Found shot an hour ago.
I get the guy?
No.
Who the heck would kill a guy like Nick? Wife and five kids, too. Well, what happened, Lee?
I don't know the details.
Jake will get the guy that did it. There's nothing that angers a cop more than a cop getting killed.
Yeah, I know. Masters. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mr. Haskam. We'll be right with you.
Listen to me. If he knows the cops are in, Carol's life will be in danger.
Her life is in danger, Mr. Haskell.
He promised he wouldn't harm her. You heard him say that on that tape play back there.
It takes a desperate man to kidnap someone, Mr. Haskell. A man who's playing the big stakes. Maybe the biggest. Once he's got his money...
Then he'll send my daughter back to me. He said he would.
What he says he'll do and what he does are two very different things.
You think he might kill her?
There's a chance he will, Mr. Haskin.
Yeah, because you're in on it. That's why. I told you I didn't want the cops in, and I don't want them in on it.
Mr. Haskin, he won't kill her, perhaps, because the FBI are in. If he kills her, it'll be to destroy evidence. I'm sorry to put it that way.
Yeah,
Carol could lead us to him, Mr. Haskin. He knows this. He'll take your money, and you may get her back.
I don't understand anything of all this. I just want her back again, that's all. I only have Carol now.
We're wasting time. Johnny, rewind that tape. Let's hear it again from the beginning.
I don't like it.
You don't eat that. You don't get anything else to eat.
Can I go back to my daddy after I've eaten it?
No, but you'll go back later.
You promise?
I promise. Now eat.
You shut our gardener with that.
Shut up, kid.
I don't want to eat anymore, please.
Okay, leave it.
Won't you ring my daddy again? Tell him I want to see him. Why are you cleaning it?
Because it's been used, that's why. Now shut up.
Why did you kill him?
Will you belt up? It wasn't just him, kid. That cop, too. The WOP cop. Who stuck his nose in too far.
What?
Yeah. Your daddy had better come up with that dough. I'm not a guy that likes to be fooled, you know. Now you eat that grub and stop watching me.
Just the last part again, Johnny.
Okay.
2 days' time. 10 a.m. Drive along to Jamaica Bay. Take the Idle Wild route across to the Avern. Go past Avern at 11 exactly. K carry on to Rockaway Beach. Stop when you hit the beach. Wait there. Someone will collect the dough from you. 1,000,000 in used notes. Got it?
Yeah, I've got it. Through a van at 11 and wait at Rockaway Beach, right?
What kind of car will you drive?
A new Brentwood convertible.
Come alone. Let the cops come in and the kid dies. Remember that. You play ball and she comes back to you in one piece.
May I talk to her, please? Please?
Daddy? Daddy?
She's alive, Haskim. She'll stay alive if you play ball.
Now, listen, please.
Okay,
don't harm her.
Turn it off.
I'll be there.
There it is again, Lee. You want me to play it again?
Well,
look. Why can't you find out where he is? Who he is? Where he is?
Take it easy, Mr. Haskim. You know he won't meet you at Rockaway Beach. I reckon he'll intercept you somewhere along the route he indicated. Maybe at Avern.
What do we do?
You do what he says. Johnny and I will be tailing you. With luck, and we need it, we'll catch him red-handed.
Ask him again.
Maybe. That's why we left the tape machine fixed to the phone.
Oh, I'd like to break his neck.
The feeling's mutual. Can you imagine the terror that kid is going through?
Yeah. Ask him's cut up, too. It's tough seeing a grown man break down.
I know.
Is that why you gave him the spiel? That we'll get the kidnapper red-handed?
Yeah. In a way. The guy that took Carol away is either very intelligent or plain stupid. He must know the cops will be in. He must know we'll pick him up if he meets Haskim at Rockaway Beach. If he's intelligent, he'll try and intercept Haskim. If he's very intelligent, he'll know that we might anticipate just that.
So?
Maybe he doesn't turn up at all, but watches from somewhere. Yeah, he sees that Haskim is acting in good faith. Then he rings again, arranges a different meeting place. Well, this time it'll be more complicated, and we won't be able to organize a reception committee for him.
And if he's plain stupid?
Then he'll meet Haskim, and we'll pick him up. At Rockaway Beach, Ames and others will be waiting there.
All avenues covered, huh? We've got to get him, Lee, before it's too late.
Johnny, maybe too late already.
I'll have some of the boys down there at Rockaway in case Ames needs a hand. You want another car to trail you tomorrow?
Yeah, might be a good idea, Jake.
So help me, when we get this guy, I'm going to sling a first-degree murder rap against him so fast, you won't even get in with a kidnapping.
He'll go to the chair for both anyway, if we get him. Can I talk to the guys now?
Sure. Okay, you guys, take it easy.
Okay, Jake.
Let's have some quiet.
Jake here tells me that you guys will assist at Rockaway Beach. Also, there'll be a car tailing Johnny and me as we tail Haskim. Now, for what it's worth, this is what I think the kidnapper, the killer, looks like. He's a tall man, hefty. He has black, wavy hair. From his vocal quality when I heard that telephone call played back, I'd say he's thin. Small mouth, sort of long-nosed. I would say he's about 40 to 45. He'll be nervous, too. Now, this will show in his manner. It may show in his eyes, which I think will be small, sharp. I'd say he wears glasses. Now, the route Haskim will take is long. If he's intercepted, I don't know that the guy we're after will be in a car. He may run up to Haskim's car somewhere.
Could happen.
Get Haskim to hand over the dough there and then, and beat it. Now, with your help, we can get this guy. Okay, my thanks, too, to you, Lieutenant, for letting me have a lot of your guys.
That's okay, Lee. We want him caught, too, you know.
That's all, Lee?
That's all.
Okay, you guys, break it up.
I know.
You know what time we get together tomorrow?
No, thanks, Jake. I've had a cup of coffee already. It's, killed my taste buds for the rest of the day.
Oh, thanks very much.
You guys need sandbag, that's for sure. How's she enjoying it?
I'm having a great time. I can see that suntan she's got.
You want sugar, Johnny?
I'll help myself. Nothing on Nick Vittoria, huh?
Nah, not a thing. No reason why he was bumped off either. Now, if that guy were alive today, Lee, he'd smell out the man we're after. Maybe even before you. He had a nose like a bloodhound.
If I remember, he kept to himself a great deal.
Yeah, his only fault. But he cracked cases, all right. You know, even the hoods respected him. They had to.
Yet he got himself bumped off. Had he booked anyone recently?
No, not for some time.
Maybe he just came across something, Lee. That happens.
Yeah. He was shot on the day Carol Haskam was kidnapped. Could be coincidence.
What are you getting at?
I'm not sure. Yet. You say the hoods respected him. He was known. Now, one of them wouldn't have shot him. Too hot. So who would?
You can ask me that again. When we got the kidnapper, I'm turning all the guys on to finding out who knocked Nick off. We're all pretty burned up about it.
Who isn't?
Jake. The ballistics on the slug that got Tony. Remember the details?
Huh? Mm. Yeah, a 38. Shot from a revolver. The barrel of the gun had sharply defined rifling. Not that that helps us any.
And the bullet that killed Haskam's gardener when the kid was snatched? A 38. Revolver. Sharply defined rifling.
You mean, could be the same gun? But why, Lee?
Johnny, get me ballistics report on both killings.
Well, we got them on file here, Lee. I'll get them pulled out for you right now.
I still don't get how you figured it, Lee.
No deduction this time. Just a hunch. Tony Maravetti come in yet?
No. Look, Lee, so Nick used to come down to the speakeasy, so what?
His wife told us he had a contact here. Little guy like a raccoon. Tony Maravetti. It's funny. Nick's wife knew more about what Nick was doing than his own boss.
Hold it. Coming in now. Taking a seat.
Okay, let's go talk to him. Hi, Tony.
What? How are you?
Lee Masters. This is Johnny Bridges, FBI.
Look, you ain't got nothing
on
me.
Sit down, Tony. We're not taking you anywhere. Just want to talk, that's all. Okay. You knew Nick Vittorio, homicide. You were a contact of his. You squealed him a few things. Nick's dead, Tony. He was onto something. He got bumped off. Now, what can you tell us?
Nothing. Look, I don't want to get involved. I'm sorry for Nick. For a cop, he was okay, but I don't want to...
Who else did he used to talk to here? Someone who was planning something, maybe?
Well, he talked to lots of guys.
Was one of them tall, husky, sharp-faced, with glasses, mean eyes?
Let me think.
Think.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy just out from a stretch. He talked big.
Yeah.
Came here twice. He sort of made fun of Tony. Said he was going to do a big job. No one would catch him. Told him to his face.
A snatch.
Yeah.
A big snatch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta think. Davidson. Freeman Davidson.
Where does he live?
Oh, I think just in the block two up, corner block this side.
Thanks, Tony. Here, buy yourself a few beers. You deserve them.
Yes,
Will you keep quiet now? So help me, if you don't keep quiet, I'm gonna kill you. That's better. Don't worry, kid. You'll be going back to your rich daddy tomorrow. So he thinks.
Daddy!
Shut up, you little...
Davidson, this is the FBI. We're coming in. You harm that kid, we come in shooting. Open up.
So that's it, huh? Where do I hide this kid? Where do I hide her? Yeah. Yeah, outside the window. Now listen, you. The parapet's wide out here. Get onto it. Stay out of sight. If I hear you or see you, I'll cut your throat.
Oh, please. I don't want to go out there.
Get out there before I throw you out. You make a noise out there, and I'll kill you, understand? You guys want something?
Take him, Johnny. Frisk him. Where's Carol? Where's the kid?
What kid? I don't know anything about a kid.
You dirty rotten... Ow! That's enough, Johnny. Wait a minute. So soft, you wouldn't hear it. A kid crying. Outside. Outside that window.
Lee, we're 10 stories up.
I know. Carol. Carol, can you walk back to me? Don't look down. Just look at me here in the window. Can you walk back?
No. No.
Okay, Carol. I'm coming to get you. Now you stay there. Hold tight. I'm coming to get you.
Lee, well, let me. The kids crawl way out there. Let me.
Your eyes will betray you, Johnny. You'll look down. How the kid got that far without falling beats me. No, I can do it. The parapet, does it run straight?
Yeah, she's about 15 feet from you, against the corner of the building. Her back is to the wall. She's looking at you.
Okay. Carol?
Yes.
You just keep looking at me. Don't look down. Look at me. I see. My hand is out. Don't move till I get to you. Then take hold of my hand, and I'll bring you back inside. Can you take my hand now, Carol?
Yes.
Good girl. Okay, now we're going back. Keep pressed against the wall. Hold my hand tight. I'll look at my face. I won't turn away from you. I'll start walking now. Now keep tight against the wall. Hold my hand tight. Okay, Carol. All right, hold it. Hold my hand tight. Easy, isn't it? Now keep tight against the wall. Look at me.
5 feet to go, Lee. Okay. I got you. And you too, Carol. Inside, both of you. Oh, great, Lee. Great.
Oh, please. I want my daddy. Oh, please.
Phone Haskim, Johnny. Get him here fast. Okay, Carol, it's all over now, honey. It's all over. Johnny, when you've done phoning, get Davidson to his feet. Try not to break his neck as you do so.
Been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.